it's funny on The Office because they lampoon people that do that.
Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X.
I'm sure.
Hey, everybody.
Wait, what?
Hey, we're podcasting.
What?
Welcome to the Octavarius podcast. This is episode 39 of the podcast. What do we know that involves the number 39?
That I'm feeling fine.
That it is not prime.
Good enough. Let's start off on this end of the room and sound off.
I'm LP.
I'm Cloud.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Tins.
I'm Castelvi.
I'm Brian.
I'm Mark. And thank you so much to everyone who came to our video game last week.
Dude.
It was awesome.
Off the hook. LP dressed like Mario.
Is that what happened?
No,
maybe sometime.
Feel like the much of our listener fan base recognizes that we record these a week in advance now.
Yeah, we've had some great attendance at the shows. This has been amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It means people are listening because every time we do a joke from the podcast, i.e. Mark is a sad sack, people laugh. Or Mark is blind, which got a great laugh at the 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Mark attacked that pretty well.
Great.
Yeah.
I think so.
Nailed it. Or when I cock block Makula. That's kind
of... When did you cock block Makula?
Every
doesn't seem like it from what we were just talking about.
Well,
nothing stops Makula.
Not here. Yeah, we're missing Makula.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Sure. Oh, shit. You know what else we're missing?
Oh, no. What are we missing?
What are we missing, Tim?
Oh, we're missing the mailbag.
Oh, the mailbag.
We should put it in one place.
Oh, wait. No, guys, I found it. I've got it right here.
Yeah?
Oh, you have it, Mark?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that's why you... Okay.
Let me just open it up here.
Every week. It's something to, I don't know, yeah. I can't believe it.
And...
That's can you right. guess what it is this week?
Oh, I just said it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
God damn it, Lauren.
I said it at the same time as Tim's.
Well, I'm wearing a pair of headphones. I can't hear you as well.
Okay, so
read
this one... This one comes to us from a Casper ghost.
Yes, I love Casper.
I know him.
You know Casper ghost?
Oh, you know Casper?
Yes, Devin Sawa. Come on.
He died recently. Did you guys know?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, not Kevin Sauer.
He's a
Casper. Devin Sauer's alive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
He
I was about
he's a method actor. Of course he is.
Jesus.
He's a method actor?
Casper, I assume so. That's why he died.
Yeah.
What does he want to know?
Casper says, "Boo! I am an undead ghost. And Halloween is my favorite time of year. I feel like people really understand and accept me for who I am on Halloween. Do you guys feel that way, too? What is up with that?"
Yes.
Of course.
What is
so,
up with that?
So he just wants us to talk about Halloween, probably.
I'm so excited to talk about Halloween.
I'm excited that we're going to do a Halloween special show.
A spooktacular.
Hosted by Castelvi and I.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fantastic.
The spookiest
it is my most favorite holiday ever.
Me too.
In the world.
And
really?
I told that to my rabbi when she asked me
that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she was like, you know, asking me, like, what's your favorite Jewish holiday? You know, like Purim, Hanukkah. I guess some people rush.
Wait, Purim and Hanukkah were your two starters? Like, the two least important holidays of the ones people know?
But those some for a little kid are the most fun.
That's
Purim
yeah, they're
general.
Both pretty
fun.
Halloween
present.
Isn't a Jewish
I
holiday.
I know.
So,
well,
so
I
real,
didn't
real
know
quick,
that is
Lauren,
like...
real quick. What are, and Mark, what are Jewish holidays?
Yeah,
I never know.
Passover is my favorite.
Yes,
because you get a
food.
Sweet meal.
Yeah, Passover is great.
Also, the two most important ones are Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah.
Which is the one where you only get to eat crackers all the time.
That's Passover.
Oh, okay.
And it's matzah.
You eat a lot of other things besides
crackers.
You're not... See... Yeah, you also get like gefilte fish and...
You're selling me
brisket.
On this, man. You're selling me hard.
But yeah, like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the two biggest ones because Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, and then you get 10 days to apologize for everything you fucked up over the past year, and then on that 10th day is Yom Kippur where you forgive everything and then you're good.
You fast that whole day, and then you have a big break the fast with your fam and
yeah, it's pretty cool.
So you're automatically forgiven.
If you atone, you're supposed to atone the whole day.
I like it. I think the Jews really hit it with that one because, you know, Ramadan, you gotta, you know, it's a really long time where you, you know, don't eat sun up to sundown. And Lent, you know, 40 days, 40 nights of giving up one thing. Jews, it's one day, really. I mean, it's one big day of not, you know.
That's because we like to eat.
Yeah, and that's I think that's awesome. You take one day, and you really reflect that day. I think that's cool.
Sweet.
That's like also, the top day that everybody goes to the synagogue.
Yeah, it's like the Christmas of Judaism, Christmas and Easter, like when people only go then. Yeah.
The twice There's, years come out.
I know, like, the synagogue that I was a member of as a child, like, you had to actually pay to be a member. And there were, and it was like very expensive per month, and there were no benefits, or there are no benefits I to this day know about, except you can get tickets for the high holidays. So people would pay this like hundreds of dollars a month, just so that they could get high holiday tickets in the synagogue they wanted.
Yeah,
and those cost money too. And you were probably in the back, unless you were like an all-star.
I feel like you shouldn't have to like pay if you, for religion, though.
If you get a chance, if you get a chance, Entourage has a great Yom Kippur episode.
Yes, because Jeremy Piven's mom's in it.
The last, like, three
Joyce,
seasons,
my old director, it was in it. She yells, or she kind of shushes Jeremy when he's talking on the phone.
It was in like season two or something.
Yeah. Really, I gotta check that out.
Season two. Shouldn't we be talking about Halloween?
Yeah.
Halloween's
Anyways, I told my rabbi that my favorite holiday, Jewish holiday, was Halloween. And I got in trouble by my grandparents, and my rabbi still to this day, will make that joke to me. She'll be like, is your favorite holiday still Halloween?
How long have you had the same rabbi?
Since I was started in Sunday school.
Yeah, hip rabbi. That's cool.
She was awesome. She played her guitar. She was hippie-ish.
That's awesome.
Yeah, women can be rabbis?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Judaism's got a lot of
anything
stuff
goes
going
in Judaism.
There are a lot of things
like,
that are okay.
There was a time when you couldn't, or else we wouldn't have the great movie Yentl.
Yeah,
but
Catholics, we don't know. We don't play that.
Man, this is a really Jewy beginning of the show.
Just like Halloween.
So I feel like Halloween's really big with our generation, and in the last 10-15 years, it seems that Halloween has gotten bigger and bigger.
And it's like sexier.
It's well, there's that. There's that too. Do you guys all agree that it seems like Halloween has gotten bigger?
Oh yeah,
especially for adults.
Oh yeah,
I agree.
The Halloween store, and they're just like 2 to 3 walls of slutty costumes. Any profession you can imagine. Like a gypsy. Oh, the skanky gypsy.
And what's like, funny is like now it's a joke.
Slutty
actually...
I like that you called a gypsy a profession.
Especially with your history with gypsies. Yeah.
Not everyone can just flop on a car without getting hurt.
Gypsy flop.
No, but all the
fucking
like...
big eyebrowed gypsies.
You gotta be really accurate. You gotta be really accurate with your throwing arm to throw your gypsy baby.
God damn it! Our very first cease and desist letter is gonna be written in baby's blood.
You know, gypsies can't write with those long fingernails.
That was a bad example of profession.
Cloud Detroit.
I'm a nurse.
Yeah,
it's like sexy boy scout. It's like sexy cab driver.
Sexy cab driver. Pretty funny.
Where you want to go?
Well, no, Lisa, you had one of the best sexy Halloween costumes that I remember was when you were sexy janitor. I thought that was hilarious. That was so funny.
And I had a spray bottle full of booze, so I just go around the party and be like, do you want some fruity booze? And they open their mouth and I spray the spray bottle.
I hope you cleaned that bottle before you put booze in.
They open their mouth on it.
Oh, okay.
One of our friends was a sexy R2-D2 for Halloween once. Our friend Caitlin.
Yes.
That was pretty creative.
So funny.
I don't remember the sluttiness of it when I was little. Maybe just because I wasn't around.
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, adult.
That has evolved over time.
I don't know. I'm like maybe adults when we were kids because we were so preoccupied with the candy. That I'm sure. I'm positive. My aunt and uncle and my mom probably went to crazy Halloween.
But I looked through Halloween catalogs as a kid. And I don't remember seeing nearly as many sexy options.
I think because everyone talks about the sexy costumes, they've now gone out of their way to make dumb things into sexy costumes. like just so that people will talk about
it. I want to find a sexy Gumby. I still
I have a standing challenge that I think I may have even talked about on this podcast before. I will buy free drinks for the night for the first person that makes a sexy Eskimo costume.
Yes.
Oh, and it has to be
That's real.
But they've got to have they have to go all the way. They have to have like a plastic spear with a stuffed seal impaled on it.
Oh, that's asking a lot.
That's my if you go that far, I'll buy you drinks.
How can that be sexy?
Wait, how many drinks?
Three.
Three drinks?
You get three.
Wow.
Also you get the glory of being a sexy Eskimo. Because I love the idea
that... So if I dress as a sexy Eskimo, you will buy me three drinks?
Yes.
Okay. I'll think about that.
But you gotta have like a low-cut parka that would in no way protect you from the bitter cold of the Arctic. You need to have like a short skirt that would in no way protect you from the bitter cold of the Arctic.
Give them a list. A breakdown.
Yeah.
I want to go with sexy tins.
Yes! Can we please have a sexy tins?
Oh no!
How are we?
Would you wear like a bikini with leather patches on your elbows? Or
something? and a newsy hat.
Yeah. And have a bikini.
Yep. I saw a sexy astronaut. I love when they make when making a costume sexy would make it entirely unreasonable in real life.
Well, yeah,
so weird. I saw like sexy that's like every sex woman, and I was like, that's not.
Like historically accurate.
Like a sexy fireman costume would make it very dangerous to fight fires.
Almost every sexy profession costume would not be
not stripper.
Good on the job.
Sexy stripper would be great.
What sexy stripper costume is out there? It's just stripper, okay?
Well, the sexy stripper costume enhances the profession.
The strippers, they need those to like make their money. Like there's got to be a store that all around. Yeah. That's why I'm saying those probably sexy outfits have been around forever. Because strippers dress up.
Yeah,
that's their job. They dress up like sexy nurses, sexy teachers, sexy librarians, sexy dolphins.
Yeah. I think, I mean, like, it seems like...
Did you just say sexy dolphins?
Yes, he did.
I feel like people wouldn't be nearly as big on the sexy costumes if they weren't just, like, looking for an excuse to wear them.
People like to dress
and
up.
And I think
people
like to slut it up.
Yeah.
Halloween, it's like an excuse to slut it up. It's like, oh, it's okay. Yeah. It's Halloween.
I feel okay slutting it up on
I go a little all
the way. Yeah, I really wanted to get my Alice costume. I really want to be Alice in Wonderland. And it's
sexy
like a,
Alice
and it's
in
a
Wonderland.
Sexy Alice in Wonderland.
I remarked last time that Lauren mentioned her sexy Alice in Wonderland costume that Alice from the Lewis Carroll story and the Disney movies. It's like 12, 13 years old.
Right? Oh, I think even younger,
Yeah, so like...
Because Lewis Carroll was dating a 13-year-old at the time.
Actually, the costume that I was looking at was not that sexy. Yeah. I actually don't care as much about that. But the main costume that I liked, the more, like, the less revealing costume was $75. The skankier costume was, like, $35. Was like,
less material.
Yeah.
And Lauren, if you go as sexy Alice, I could try and find a sexy white rabbit.
Or a sexy caterpillar. Naked with
sexy
the vest.
Sexy calico cat.
Sexy white rabbit.
I'm late, girl.
I'm late for a very important dock.
It just makes me think of furries, like an entourage with a bean.
Well, it's in life.
That's the first entourage episode I ever watched. That
furry really
episode. Yeah, furries are weird.
But for them, it's like Halloween all year round. If you like Halloween,
sorta.
Furries and strippers.
What was your favorite Halloween costume growing up?
Go, Scarlet Spider.
Wait, what?
But that you were...
You went as Scarlet Spider?
I still have the sweater with the cut-off sleeves with the big spider. My mom...
So 90s.
That's so cool.
My mom made this fucking kick-ass... The Scarlet Spider sweater, it was my favorite Spider-Man costume ever. It was pretty simple.
So the Clone Saga, and he was a clone.
Ben Reilly.
Yeah, well, he ended up being Peter Parker
later.
Yeah. But then he turned out he wasn't, though.
No, he was. It was the Peter Parker... I'm not getting into this.
The Peter Parker that was Spider-Man was not the real Peter Parker. He was a clone.
Yeah.
Real Peter Parker was Scarlet Spider.
Yeah.
Also known as Ben Reilly at the time.
But he thought he was the clone. But
he thought he was a clone.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I went as him.
Nice.
I also went as, and this is like, oh God, the year before that, I threw this big fit. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but my mom made me a Robin costume. Like, it was a kick-ass Robin costume, but she got everything from, like, the thrift stores. and she made like the Robin vest and sewed everything. Wow. And awesome. When I walked in, there was to the park district that we were having a contest at. There was this kid who went as Robin, but as like a store bought costume. Mm-hmm. So I flipped my shit. I was like, I'm not doing this costume contest. That kid's got a way better costume than me because it was store bought. It just looks better. Mm-hmm. But she was like, no, you'll win because it's handmade. I made it. I spent like hours making this.
Yeah, you better fucking.
Yeah, and so I was just like, no, I won't do it. And my mom was like, you know what? I'm gonna walk up there with you. Drag you along if I have to, because you're winning this goddamn contest. I spent like weeks on this, and she was obviously way nicer about it than that. But I was flipping out. I like couldn't believe it. And I think I ended up getting like second place, which is awesome.
Nice. Was it second place to good Robin?
No, I forget who it was to.
Do you know which of the Robins you were?
Yeah, it was Tim Drake, of course.
Okay.
I have a similar.
So, Jason Todd, fuck him.
Similar without the end. My mom made one of my costumes. It was a Two-Face costume. It was after. It wasn't so much.
Was it after Forever?
It was after Forever. I liked Batman Forever at the time.
Didn't we all?
I thought it was good because I like Two-Face. And that's so like Two-Face, one of my favorite comic book characters. But my mom, bless her heart, did so much work on it. She made like she had like this this coat. She bought a whole like sport coat for me and ruined it essentially because you have to ruin half of it has to be evil. And then she spent like hours learning how to do makeup and shit and getting it all right. And I was just like,
that's so cool, your mom.
I know. Well, I made a huge stink about it. So I was like, I want to be Two-Face. I want to be Two-Face for Halloween. It's not gonna be good unless it's just half of the side is bad and it's gonna look like the movie. Because I felt like for some reason I thought like it has to be that we can get the one from the movie, like the outfit from the movie. Yeah. It can happen.
Yeah.
But my mom's not doing enough to do it.
Wow.
That's how selfish and egotistical I am as a child. No.
You just wanted to be Two-Face for Halloween?
I did. Someone correct me. What
price he had to pay?
What color is, since I'm of course colorblind, and what color is in the movie is Two-Face's face?
It's like purple.
It's like a
blue. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, like scarred.
Yeah,
bloated.
It was purple, and so I had to do my face purple. And someone in school said, "Why is your face purple? It's not like that." And then for a moment, I was like, "Oh shoot, maybe it's a different color entirely. I'm stupid and colorblind. I hate everyone."
In the comic, it's like more teal.
Well, it's
like
different.
It depends
who's drawing.
Yeah. My favorite costume as a kid was probably my Elwood Blues costume,
which you mentioned on Bob.
Nobody got because they're stupid.
They thought you were. I got a kid who.
Yeah, they thought I worked for like the FBI.
Men in Black. Or something. There was a kid.
This was before Men in Black, though. This was pre Men in Black.
Okay.
Yeah, but they thought I was like an FBI agent. I was like, no, you fucking moron. I'm Elwood Blues. I had everything. I was Elwood Blues. I even had the knuckle tattoo. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
But, my mom helped me. It was awesome. But my favorite costume of all time was given to me by Mark and Lauren and Nick and Josh
Norton. Oh, I see. You're talking about
that. And it was my Chewbacca costume.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Which I just work into as many things as possible.
It into shit.
By now is actually out of date because there is, in fact, a sexy Chewbacca costume.
What?
You could now buy.
Yeah.
Really? Are you fucking kidding me?
As well as a sexy Luke Skywalker.
Wow.
I don't know, like the sexy Chewbacca,
yeah,
like zipped down
like
so you can show
thing.
Yeah,
your boobs.
I have a full Chewbacca suit with the bandolier
and
the satchel. And
cut
I've,
the crotch out and make a sexy Chewbacca for you.
so my cock and balls will hang out?
Come out. You know, you should just build like a big hairy dick to put on the front of it.
I have a costume dick story. In college.
Costume.
So hard for costumes. That was like you had to have three different costumes
at any moment
at
the whole party
because it was such a party. It was such a party at ISU. So like Friday there would be a Halloween party. Saturday would be in a Sunday, and then probably Thursday. So you had to have at least three different costumes. You're that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But what my favorite one that I had that was hilarious. I this was when trucker hats were popular. because of Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, you wore those trucker hats a lot.
And so everyone was wearing trucker hats, so I went to Spencer's, and I saw this hat, like, rock out with your cock out. And then so
I remember that.
And then I bought a foam, like, penis from there.
Yes.
And so I just went around with that hat on, like, my pretend dick fucking hanging out.
That was so funny.
I know. People, years later, people were like, you're the rock out, your cock out guy. And then these drunk bitches were angry at me for some reason. I don't know why. What's with your fucking cock? Oh, you're so funny. Oh, you look, your dick's out. Whatever.
You're touching me with
your dick. You're not that big. It's like, it was like a foot long.
God, I've seen bigger dicks than this.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I've taken bigger dicks than
Did you guys ever do a costume that because you thought of like a really clever one-line joke for it? But then, like, as the night went on, you got really sick of saying it.
I was Chewbacca, your certified personal accountant, 1 year. I thought was funny, except for I would have to explain why I was half Chewbacca, half CPA.
It's so annoying, and you'll get it all the time.
I felt so stupid. I felt so stupid and not clever.
I think I mentioned maybe a couple podcasts ago how I went as the right wing a couple years ago Halloween.
Oh, yeah, you love those confusing pun ones.
Well, I didn't think they were confusing at the time. I thought...
What, you thought the right wing...
I dressed up as a redneck. I believe I had a trucker hat as well. I had a goofy flannel on, and I shaved down to just a handlebar mustache. And I was wearing a set of pixie rings, and I cut off one of the wings. So it was a redneck only wearing the right wing.
That's funny.
Get it?
I get it.
I was a little confused.
I remember one time Mark and I went as Adam and Eve, and I had to go the entire night as Eve. And I was not...
Oh, a lot of people probably saw our dicks then.
Yeah, I didn't shave my body or anything, so it was just me and a hairy chest... And then two leaves stapled on to an elastic band.
I remember that costume now.
How big were these leaves?
They were big enough to cover my nips. And then...
And mostly our dicks.
And then for our dicks, we just stapled leaves together. Amy helped, I remember.
You stapled real leaves together?
No, they were like plastic leaves from a fake tree at
Okay.
And
we just stapled, we didn't staple them to underwear, we just stapled them to an elastic band, so we had some in front and some in back.
Yeah, and we didn't wear underwear, so our dicks and balls were just hanging around.
Like, yeah, you would probably see your dicks from a profile view then.
Yeah.
And probably some from the front too.
Yeah, and we didn't really care.
It went awesome
really
for me.
We all
kind of won that night.
There's so much thought that goes... I don't know about you guys, but I put so much...
Yeah, I guess that was a good thing.
So much thought into not only the idea for the Halloween costume, mm-hmm. but the practicality of the Halloween costume.
I didn't used to.
It stems for me from this one Halloween, like when I was a kid, and I was the Grim Reaper. Mm-hmm. Which was great, but it rained, so I was frozen. I wasn't not going to trick or treat and get candy.
Yeah.
But I was like, I have to stick to my costume, or I won't get the candy. So, and so then, of course, I always had that in my mind. I was like, all right, what if it gets cold? So I was Freddy Krueger the next year because I had a sweater.
I learned that. I actually went to like a theme party one like early in college, and it was like an anything but clothes party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I had a towel, some things that composed the wardrobe, and I just remember one of them was a towel. And the party was like lame, or it got busted, or just like something happened. So I ended up like going to this other guy's house who was like a little bit older, you know, like way cooler, and like all of his older cool friends who were like seniors were there.
Was it Scott Daniels?
No. But it was just like everyone was just there hanging out, totally normally dressed. And this guy that wanted to be all their friend was just sitting in a towel with no shirt on, constantly adjusting. And I was like, this fucking sucks.
This has been Mark Tells Another Tale of Sorrow. Be my friend.
I loved all of our theme parties in college and all the costumes.
When I was going to get a costume this year, I saw there's so many cool masks. Mm-hmm. And shit, or like the,
but that's exactly right.
You have to wear a mask all night, so yeah, I never go mask.
I once used that spray black hair paint. You know?
Yeah.
The sprays on hair color for...
Yeah, did not come out.
Yeah. Well, no, it did come out, but it came out wherever I sat.
Yeah.
So wherever I sat, because I was a vampire, and I thought, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get all the ladies. I was, like, 14. And I was going to, like, I'm going to get all the ladies and be a sexy vampire. I'll be all cool.
You were a little bit too early. The vampire phase is now.
No, I was like Dracula, like the real type of vampire.
You know, the real one.
Whatever comes real.
Lauren X. Lauren X says if vampires did not exist prior to 2007.
Yeah. Well, they didn't sparkle.
I'm just saying.
Vampires were like a sexy thing from their beginning.
Yeah, they were. They've always been sexy. Yeah.
But for a different reason.
But not like not really exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And this year I was mulling around going as a mime because I thought that'd be funny.
God, that would be funny.
But what do you do on Halloween as an adult? You go out and you drink and you party.
Talk, yeah.
And I was felt sure that I was, well, if I'm drinking, I'm going to be drunk and I'll probably spill on my face and then be drinking makeup all night because I'm not going to go half-ass.
I would love to see a drunk mime Castelvi.
That's what I thought you you guys
would you
want.
Would
that's
you not mold it around. Would you not talk ever then?
I don't know. I hadn't decided because
yeah, that's a big commitment.
Yeah, I know. Well, that too.
You would just
or I could just
do,
talk.
Like,
I don't care.
Mime.
I'm just a drunk mime. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You do like a 5-minute mime show every half hour.
And that's another thing. Strangers. Where I was thinking, I was like, well, if I go as a mime, everyone's gonna be like, be a mime.
Yeah.
Do it, clown.
Is this what we're going to wear for our Halloween show? Or are we going to be dressed up?
I don't know. We were just talking. We are going to be
dressed
up.
Yeah, you're
going to be
where we are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course
yeah.
I'm
going to
be dressed up.
We dress up for every show. We're not going to do the Halloween one. No costumes. No costume for the Halloween
Chris
show.
Chris Bogue shows up in flip-flops.
See, my thing with costumes, Halloween, it's a little bit easier to justify the price. But... when I buy some sort of costume for a different occasion, like for shows, say, I have to have a policy where, like, if I'm going to spend a lot of money on a dumbass costume, I need to find at least three reasons, like three events at which I'll wear that costume to justify the price.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think I've been wearing the overalls every week?
Because the Batman outfit that me and Keith...
Wow, you got a lot of use out of that Batman outfit.
Yeah, we've worn that Batman outfit to probably 4 shows or so. We've worn it to...
is that Halloween?
More than a couple of parties.
Yeah.
That's a great party.
That's like my fake mustache that I bought. My mm-hmm. hardcore fake mustache.
Yeah.
I justified that purchase. I worked my fake mustache into so many fucking things.
Okay, see...
And I'm the same way with that pipe and the glasses.
But you do use those all the time.
I do. I'm always the professor.
Here's the thing, though. Remember back at the kindergarten show when I was dressed up as a Boy Scout?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I bought that at Ragstock like 45 minutes before the show started?
Yeah.
That costume total at Ragstock cost me like $30.
Wow.
Yeah. So I need
to work that Boy Scout uniform then.
I need to find at least 2 other places
throw
to wear
a Boy Scout
uniform.
You know what's great for us since that is real, that we have all these theme shows and we get a chance to use all our stupid costume pieces that we have for no reason.
But like, I'd feel real bad if I was like...
It is great.
Well,
it's a business expense.
Yeah. One thing... I intended fully to do that, Tins, and then my Rebel Pilot costume ripped during our wrestling show.
For realsies?
Oh, yeah.
From balls to asshole. The worst rip you can.
We can get that patched up. You got to find 2 more places
to
wear that.
Yeah, we can fix that.
Because I've also, like, I think of it.
I just assume Makula fucks in that thing. And it's his ultimate dream.
Oh, God, that would be so funny.
Maybe that's why.
Are you thinking, are you thinking he wouldn't do that? He's got a rubber pilot and he loves Star Wars.
I'm just saying, wouldn't he make that like sacred? Like, wouldn't
it's got to fly. I mean, they filled that for a reason.
He would definitely
I guess
as long
as it doesn't ruin it.
Oh my God.
Now, if there's one thing Makula loves more than Star Wars, it's sex.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. You're right.
So,
with
buying these costumes, I think of it as like a per use expense. Like when I bought the Batman outfit, I figure it's $40. But if I use it 3 times, it's really like I'm paying for that costume only. you know, 1333 every time I use it.
Yeah.
So, like, if Makula, if the Makula's Star Wars outfit cost him, what, like $70?
Yeah. If he gets, if he has sex, if like, he, 7-8 times.
If he, that well, if, yeah, I was going to say, if he has sex with 10 ladies wearing that costume.
That's worth it. That's totally worth
that,
it.
Yeah.
That is so
that's
worth
it. That's only $10 each time for that, or $7 each time for that
That
joke.
Is so funny.
I think if that happened 7 times, Makula's head would explode from how awesome he felt.
I think,
he would be so
is that
happy.
A
Her head just explodes.
He would be so happy.
Aww.
Now, when you guys were younger, did you ever like plan out your costumes way in advance?
Oh my god, I knew it like the year before.
Yeah, I did a Night at the Roxbury costume that we planned like,
really?
Probably in June or July.
I like to do that.
Far ahead.
So anyone
well,
wanna...
I would do it, but I wouldn't tell anyone. Make everyone think
what?
That, oh, he did it just like that. Like, but no one gave a shit. So
yeah.
It's like, I don't care if you're... Goddamn the Grim Reaper, dude. Let's just watch the show.
I
yeah.
would wait too long, and then there were no
yeah,
costumes
that,
available.
That's
that
was
the frustrating
all the time
thing.
For me.
Well,
I was
making my own.
Made,
it's like
man.
Stuff around the house.
Well, yeah.
I remember like one that I planned. I thought was gonna be so hilarious and awesome, but like no one else got it. Is I was in fourth grade, and I was just a housewife. And so
yes!
I had, like, these dog slippers and, like, a mask and my hair's in curlers and I had, like, a coffee mug and a robe. I was like, this is so great. But, like, everyone else is just, like, a witch or a princess and stuff and no one really understood.
That's awesome.
Wait,
there's
are
so
you,
much.
Are you
dude,
like a,
what
are you
kind
from
of,
a sitcom? What show are you from? Are you
what
a
kind
what
of princess?
You?
Are you supposed
no.
to?
Yeah,
well,
like, from Rainbow
I'm
Bride.
A housewife.
From yeah. Rainbow Bride.
Dude, what was the best
wait,
costume
oh.
you've ever seen? Because
oh,
it's never every year
oh,
I go. I like I got a great costume. I'm gonna be that guy. And every year there's a guy with like fucking an animatronic
yeah.
like. Chuck E. Cheese thing, and he's just like fucking rocking out, and it's the funniest thing in the goddamn world.
At the bar I work at, we have a Halloween contest, so like we got a bunch of people who really go nuts. So I've seen a lot of them, and I judged the last one.
I judged a Halloween costume contest too.
Kids got
oh,
one.
God. So the winner were this gay couple who went as Ace and Gary, the
yeah.
ambiguously gay duo,
yeah.
and that was pretty good. I just liked that they both did it, but the guy who I thought should have won. Went to Zoltar, a Zoltar machine. So he had this like
oh, that's
wow.
so much commitment.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he dressed
Zoltar for our listeners who are not familiar is from the movie Big.
Yeah.
The fortune telling machine.
So first he dresses up like you know like the Sultan guy, the Zoltar.
Wow.
And then he gets a big cardboard box and just cuts it out, cuts out holes in all the sides so it looks like a glass case. And he's like Zoltar. He's in a box.
That's
he's in a machine.
Awesome.
He's running
nice.
Around. He's got a big Zoltar sign on it. I was like, oh.
So cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I
that's really cool.
When I now that I'm thinking back, I think it's way funnier now than I actually thought it was then. But
mm-hmm.
when I was teaching high school, there weren't any of my students, but there was some group of juniors and seniors or whatever. There was one person dressed up as a gorilla. But like 12 other students, 15 other students dressed up as bananas.
Wow! That is so
that's
cool.
What my
yeah.
work wants me to do. They want me to be a banana.
Yeah, those group ones, man.
Yeah.
That's
just,
great,
the,
man.
My gorilla got to chase bananas around all day.
That's
last
awesome.
Year, weren't we all going to go as Batman or something? Or
yeah,
what?
Last yeah. year I wanted everyone to go as Batman.
Oh, yeah.
That would
I
we should do a group one this year.
We should.
My parents told me a story about like when they were in college.
That's awesome.
My dad would just make my mom do ridiculous couple costumes with him that she hated.
God, your dad
like
so
every
lame.
Year. And I think
so
she...
so lame.
Her last straw, I guess,
so
was
cool.
I think... There was one where they're like both turkeys. She was like, this is completely unflattering.
How does that relate?
And then
to
I think
it,
her last straw was like, she was dynamite, and he was like the box that you push the thing down.
That's not sexy. That's creepy,
dude. Old people,
but they were like tied together.
It's those costumes, those crazy costumes. They're
yeah.
like just adorable. I'm a puppy. I'm a puppy today. It's like, your work must love you.
One of my favorite...
you are a cut-up.
When I was little, I thought I was really clever, which I really wasn't. And I went as a Spartan cheerleader, And that was a lot of fun because I kept like reciting all the cheers from SNL.
I thought that's a pretty good costume. It's,
yeah,
I liked that, and I was a cheerleader at the time, so I had my own little like skirt. I just used that. It was like red and white, worked, and yeah, I have like my favorite picture from Halloween, you know, in my head, and I have framed is like me and my two best friends, and then me and my little Spartan cheerleader costume.
I think it was like either a year or two ago, Makula went as Two-Face. And and he did his own makeup.
No, I think I remember.
And
briefly.
He looked like he looked the one good. From Dark Knight. Whoa. And it was like really real looking. It was That's really so creepy. Creepy. And I went as Lieutenant Gordon working in my mustache.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, now again that I'm thinking about it, that same year when I was teaching high school, that Halloween, there was something kind of sad about it. Because that was, like, the fall after Dark Knight came out. So, like, every 20th dude in the school dressed up as Joker. So there was, like, that guy that clearly spent, like, $200 on a really kick-ass Joker outfit and really went all out with the makeup. But there, for every one of them, there's, like, 15 guys that put, like, $25 into it. There was clearly just the alpha male Joker and all the shitty Jokers.
Somewhere, my girlfriend was an intern for Time Out magazine for a while and was there for when they came out with their Halloween issue, and they really wanted somebody to model a Sarah Palin Joker costume. And they got my girlfriend to do it. And that's but like the thing is, so there's a photo that was printed in Time Out of her dressed up as Sarah Palin Joker.
Yeah.
And
how does that even look? Can you describe
it? I'll try to get the picture and put it up if she'll let me.
Wait, is this Robin?
Yeah.
And
Robin is Sarah Palin Joker?
Yes.
Holy. Yeah.
And but what
this whole time?
Yeah. Oh my god. If you see
she's just waiting to murder us. But like, no, one of the things
she's so pissed. I can't believe
one of the things.
She not want us to know.
Well, no. When we very first started dating, she was like, hey, this is... I think she just wanted to, like... I don't know. She just wanted to share it. And that was one of my first impressions of her.
Or get it out of the way so it's not weirder farther down in the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I saw a Sarah Palin Joker
this is a
picture.
Deal breaker.
It looks a lot like you. But what's funny,
if we're
though,
dating, you're going to eventually see it, so here it is.
There's something you should know.
It was funny, but it was still, like, you know... It's a crazy photo.
But confusing. They did. What's crazy is, like, that's how... She only worked in, you know, like, one of the departments, but everybody around the magazine, like, knew her as the Sarah Palin Joker person.
I hope she gets that for the rest of her life. Like, weren't you the Sarah Palin Joker?
Well, we've run into, like, other people she knew while she was there that were, like, weren't in her department. Like, we ran into the editor-in-chief of Time Out, and he was like, hi, do I... Sarah Palin Joker.
That's so funny. You're such a great sport. That's awesome.
But then, like, and to her credit, though, after that, he remembered who she was and, like, her actual contributions while she worked there.
Yeah. Nice,
but that was, like, the trigger.
Oh, man. I can't remember anyone, so I made up one. So if I see someone at this next part, when we party soon, I hope... at a Halloween party, I hope I see... If I see a guy who's dressed up as a putty... From Power Rangers, I think I'll shit my pants.
You know what would be great? If a group of people organized it so there were like two Power Rangers and like 13 putties.
Now a putty costume.
The Zord, or Zed. What was his name? Zordon? Not
Zed,
Zordon.
Zed. No, Lord Zed.
Lord Zed. The Zed ones.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
So they have the Z, so when you hit him in the chest.
Who is a crazy chick? Like Ursa?
Rita Repulsa.
Rita Repulsa.
Those would be really hard costumes to make, though.
I know. Well, you just got to get a great bodysuit.
Yeah.
Well, actually, my
you know
mom,
what?
My mom made me a Green Ranger costume at one point. I'd say that was the best costume that she had ever made me. Because there was a phase of like 6 or 7 years. No, maybe not seven. Maybe 6 years where my mom was like really into sewing new things and just being real crafty with that. So she'd sew all of my and my brother's Halloween costumes up until, like, I think that the year that she stopped was the year that clearly no one in the family thought about Halloween costumes that year. So we ended up just putting on our Bulls jerseys that we happened to have, and my mom bought zombie makeup, probably like $3 worth,
aww,
And we put on shitty zombie makeup, and we were dead basketball players.
I do remember my favorite. This was a couple years ago. So I saw a guy on a bike who's dressed as Green Man from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Now everyone does it.
Now everyone's. But that was the first time I had seen someone.
It's just
do
such
it.
A big pop culture thing now. Yeah. Everybody's going to think they're clever by doing it.
I feel like speaking of that, like, there were, remember we saw Jersey Shore costumes at Party City? So, like,
sexy
get the Snooki wig.
Yeah,
and,
the,
like,
the situation abs.
Are you kidding me?
They had, like, all you dressed up as the characters. So they had it, like, all packaged up. I'm like, what? I feel like more people are dressing as characters from TV, or I guess in that case, people on TV.
Yeah.
Which is like,
yeah,
like a million.
He's a character.
Topical
there's
stuff.
A million a Lady Gagas.
Oh my god,
yeah.
I can't wait
yeah.
to see
like
all the Lady Gagas.
Too. I saw at like the Halloween store, like there's already
they have Lady
dresses
Gaga
and
costumes.
And,
yeah, they have like celebrity.
God,
costumes.
What? Yeah, what else is going to be big this year, do you think?
It's going to be that. It's going to be, of course, Jersey Shore.
Probably Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
Really?
No. You know what? It's going to be, who's that famous politician? Like Christine O'Donnell?
There might be a
good probably her as a witch.
Wait,
that's pop culture. That is timely.
That's so likely.
I guarantee it
at
the show.
At least one.
Can we arrange a group costume where we're all various Food Network hosts?
I don't know.
Wow. That I would hate that.
I remember last year there was a girl at a Halloween party that went as Paula Deen.
Yes.
And she just had like a...
That's right.
She had a, like a jean, like oil denim outfit, and she wore like a gray wig, and she, you know, made herself fatter with a pillow, and then she had like two sticks of butter on it. She
just
had
like
a stick of butter in her hand and a stick of butter in her pocket, and she would just be like, "Hey, I'm Paula Deen," and like hand you a stick of butter. It was so fucking weird. I think Chris made out with her later.
Nice.
Yeah. Chris made out with Paula Deen.
My roommate from college, Ryan, who came to the show last two weeks
ago.
Oh,
he was an incredible
Hulk. He went as the
Hulk.
That
was awesome.
And my friend Ryan is like a big guy. He would like...
He is ripped.
And he's so nice and handsome. And,
yeah, he's super
and
handsome.
He greened his entire body in green. Yeah. So he was like a mess. And he looked great, but everywhere he would go, it'd be green shit.
Did he have the Hulk hands with it?
No, because
no,
he was like
from
the
amazing
he was
new
just
jokes.
His body. It was him, and he did look like
Ryan
Hulk,
had
because he's a
big
guy.
Ryan was so muscly.
He's still muscly.
So you can totally
I just
know.
Don't see him naked that often.
Like if you were outside the next morning and you just saw a girl with like green streaks all over the front of her, you knew exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Hulk smash, that's what happened.
Gastelby takes the podcast.
Zing! First place.
Oh,
so Mark,
nice.
I do have... Okay, yeah. I've been thinking about it, and I'm toying my mind if I want to mention this, but I'm going to.
Oh,
it's not that big. But you were talking about like people remembering you, or like people remembering Robin for a certain thing that they did, or that they dressed up as. It's not Halloween-ish, but whatever.
Pins and needles here.
I just have to tell a story because I don't think all these guys.
Hey, where does it start? Where does it start, Lauren?
Okay.
In the beginning?
One time in college, I got really drunk on Boone's Farm.
That's the details
it down
of the story.
To college.
And I performed a birthday gram in front of entire fraternity. And then I got...
Wait, did they ask you to, or you just show up at the door and you're like,
"Happy birthday, Graham.
I have a song.
Is someone having a birthday, I hope?"
It's Lauren showing up, you know, with a bottle of half-drunk Boone's Farm. Hey, whose birthday is it?
No,
I want to sing happy birthday.
What were you... What is a birthday, Graham?
It was my roommate's boyfriend's birthday. And, makeup class that day, and, I had some crazy, like, I think I had the animal makeup on or something, and I, like, got a blue wig and a real sexy thing and a whip. It was great.
But you looked like
you had
an animal.
Yeah, I think it was like
face.
A mouse, or I don't
you
know,
you were
whatever.
A sexy mouse
part
with
of it
blue
off
hair
and
a
just
whip?
Just had, like, crazy makeup on. I was real, yeah, I don't know.
Wow. and drunk on Boone's Farm.
Yes.
And so I then that you went to the
fraternity called him out in front of all the people, embarrassed him with like his name being called, Jeff,
some weird sexy blue mouse girl with a whip and blue hair is calling for you. Sweet. You probably don't want to go downstairs.
She's pretty sexy looking.
Be careful. Be careful. It's still a mouse.
There's like a trail of
maybe it
wasn't
the
mouse.
Animal makeup. It was some weird makeup from the makeup class.
Oh, I mean,
it
if you
want to
go
like
home
weird,
with her, just follow the Boone's Farm, Bob.
That's what happened.
So, yeah.
So you do it. And
so, you know, I embarrassed him and, like, I guess he had a name for his penis and that I exposed, and he was like the, like one of the presidents of the fraternity or something.
Wait, hold on, you're
elongating the stupid parts, but the really interesting part, like what did he had a thing on his dick, was it, has, it had a name,
he was exposed?
What are you talking about?
Okay, so first of all, what did he call his dick?
And second, could you see his dick?
And third, why did you start this story by addressing me?
And Marcus Castelli, the podcast, he has a nose ahead of him.
Make this all make sense now.
What are you doing to me?
What did he?
What
name
are
his
you doing?
He named his dick Little D.
Why? Why did that happen?
Tell me his
How
name was
it
like
happen?
Jeff.
Was he pantsless? Did you touch his dick? Did you say that's a dick? Like why? Why? How did his dick come about?
Did you use
the
whip on his dick?
Did where? What is happening?
And why did you tell me this?
Lauren will answer.
No, I don't think so. Right, Lauren, so
Lauren, did his name start with D? Tell me it didn't start with D.
No, his name, it was Matt. Anyway.
I'm so confused. Then.
But he
little
called
D.
his dick Little D?
Yeah,
you're raising more questions.
Why? Why do you know that? How did you expose that? So you knew that.
He was her roommate's boyfriend. And so she said to embarrass him and give him the spankings of like 21 spankings or whatever it was. With the
Don't
whip.
Ever tell anyone
and
this
they
secret.
They call them lashes, Laura.
This sounds like a shitty
back spankings.
She's Jewish. She wouldn't know about lashes.
The whole point of my story, why I address Mark, is that for
Traitor,
years
10
after,
back spankings for you.
Oh my god.
It's
Yeah, you.
It's for years after, people will come up to me from that fraternity and be like, "You're the girl from the birthday gram. Are you still doing it? Can I hire you?" Like years after,
you
I
should
stopped
do
it. After
I
that,
named my dick too.
So why were you telling Mark that?
Because Mark was talking about how Robin was always identified as the.
You mean my girlfriend?
Sarah, yes. Sarah Palin.
Without
joke.
What a stretch of a connection.
I know, but I was thinking
of it. No, I mean, it makes sense now. No,
it took
no.
us on a roller coaster, Lauren. We didn't say that much.
No, I get it now. We connected.
We went on a fucking journey there, Lauren.
So, did your roommate just, like, turn around and, like, because I doubt he was like, hey, man, share this with everyone. I nicknamed my dick Little D.
And I don't want to say how it came, but I'm just so confused.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted is what I am.
Just, I mean, that was brutal.
Why would anybody name
I'm
their
with you.
Why would anybody name their dick anything with the word little in the
I
title?
I don't know.
Well, why D? Why D? His name was Matt.
It's short for dick, I assume.
Or dick, I don't know.
John,
wait, his last name didn't start with D either?
I think maybe his last name did. I'll have to check.
All right, whatever.
Anyway.
I mean, we should ask. Makula has lots of good names for various body parts.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Usually his dick.
No, sometimes his balls. I think
I used to remember
Kiki
what they
Tokyo.
Were. What they were all called.
Or no, Kiki in Tokyo is his ass.
What?
Vengeance and Tortuga are his fists.
That
nice.
I should have known.
Yeah,
that
I really like that
sense.
One.
We need a diagram of this on the website.
Yeah, we do.
Just a picture of
him. Picture of him with arrows to the thing.
The anatomy of Nicholas.
Because wait, cool. One of his either his dick or one of his balls was named the Griller.
That's right.
I remember that much.
Yes,
yeah,
was.
One of his balls is named the Griller.
Like, just they started not making sense or having
That's
to do
right.
with anything.
No,
I think his
the Griller was like, also because he had a dream one night of him. This is someone else's sad stack story for me.
Well, then you should tell it.
You
have the most experience.
Nick woke up one day. It was like back when we lived together, and I was like eating breakfast. He's like, "Dude, I had this weird dream about you," and it's like I thought it was gonna be like sexy weird, but then he went into it, and it was me.
Wait, you thought what? Like he was in love with you?
You know,
Mark always thought
always
Nick was in love with him.
Yeah? So, you think Nick was gay?
No.
No man that humps his bed and yells women's names that
much.
He does
love.
He
just loves women.
Sex way too much.
He loves. Why? On what chart?
He could get hurt.
I guess. serving sex?
But this is where the griller came from. Because he just had this dream where he was Nick, just himself, on a raft with me. I was named Ernst. And our friend Mike Nowens was the griller.
came to me in a dream.
His only job was to grill things on our raft. We were like stranded. And the griller was cool, just chill the whole time. But there was one part where I fell overboard but got my neck wrapped in the ropes of the raft.
No, Ernst.
And Nick was like, Ernst. Oh, I can't save you because I'd have to cut the ropes for our raft and then we'd drift forever.
But you die! Oh, Mark, you tricked me!
This has been another tale
of sorrow!
He just let me die, Mark, in his dream while he and the griller sailed to freedom.
We wouldn't have done that in real life. We all love you.
Wait.
I would have saved
you. Wait a minute.
So Nick named one of his balls the griller.
What about Ernst?
Hang on a moment.
Okay.
So he named one of his balls the griller, and the guy that was the griller is Mike Nowens. So Nick, essentially, he either named one of his balls Mike Nowens because he was thinking of Mike Nowens at the time. I was like, I'll always think of Mike. On my right ball, on the griller. Or he looks at his right ball and says, "That looks like Mike Nowens."
I'll call it the griller.
Wow.
Is it only one of those two options?
It just has a great beard.
There's no way he could have just liked the name.
Well, no, body parts.
It just seems odd that he would name it the griller. Honestly,
like,
our friend played
it
the
was
griller.
Like something with an R, like Rocco and the griller.
Rico?
No.
After another friend.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry.
I thought it was something.
You have to ask the boy.
It was something with a Latino flavor.
Ricardo.
Say a Latino.
I don't know.
What was his. But the name of his dick. What was his name?
Did you guys ever name anything?
No.
Name anything?
Our dicks and shit?
No. Oh, man.
Weird. Kobe.
Missed it.
Anyway.
I never named my dick.
I named my balls.
Yeah. What are they?
My right nut is credit card. And my left nut is debt.
Debt.
To always remind me to never be in credit card debt.
Oh my
of $10,000 or more.
Oh my
which I assume is the name of your penis. $10,000 or more.
Man, time flew. Well, LP, if you have $10,000 or more of credit card debt, obviously you wouldn't be because you wouldn't, you know, you'd
because I remind
balls.
Myself every day.
Credit card and debt. Your balls.
Yep.
And $10,000 or more.
They said
debt
at first.
No,
you should.
It makes a lot more sense.
If you have credit card debt of $10,000 more, you need to call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution guarantees negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000 more.
Do they guarantee anything else?
Yes, they guarantee that no matter what Halloween costume you wear, you'll look sexy, but not too slutty.
And come the 27th, they'll be able to do litigation on your cases. So if you get sued, then Legal Helpers Debt Resolution will be there by your side, thick and thin, and ready to go.
Not a guarantee.
It's going to happen. No, but no.
What? Tell me, what's that song that they're singing around the globe?
Yay. All right, well, I need heart and soul. Spooky version. You need to 6-6-9-6-3-2-3-5-4. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. Legal Helpers DR dot blah. Or come.
That was good friends.
Not a guarantee.
We have time to talk. We don't have time to talk about spooky things. That sucks.
Yeah. That's making most about them.
We'll make a spooky post.
You know where you can buy some spooky things, though.
Oh, where's that?
His Target.
Oh.
Especially if you're scared of homophobia.
I actually went to Target.
Scared
the other...
of it. I'm scared of other people's fear.
I went to Target the other day. I bought DJ Hero, the game for Xbox 360, for $30 off from $70. Also got some body wash, because I know they usually have body wash. And then I got Tic Tacs, because I was out of them. Target. They pass the savings on to you and gay haters, apparently.
Are you like Polly Bleeker in Juno? Yeah, are you?
What does that mean?
Oh, you know, he did.
It's a Juno reference. That's out of character.
Remind me what that character did.
It's Michael Cera. Are you Michael Cera?
Oh, it's the one where he's a vampire.
No.
What did Michael Cera do?
He's a wizard. He had Tic Tacs. It's a very obscure Juno fact.
That spell where he'd always get Tic Tacs?
It has no part to the plot of the story.
Yeah, because when she had sex with him, he had a like orangey taste in his mouth.
So, what does that have to do with
it? I'm just saying.
So, that character trait showed up exactly twice in the movie?
Yes.
Yeah. More than that. He always has his Tic Tacs. Right.
Well, to answer your question, yes, I usually have Tic Tacs in my left inside coat pocket. Because sometimes you need a Tic Tac.
Now I know.
Target. Tic-tacs. Sometimes you need a Tic Tac.
New sponsor.
Yeah.
That was a positive sponsor for Target.
That was.
Yeah. And for Tic Tacs.
Yeah. Tic Tacs. You know what they're for.
Well, please remember to come to our Halloween show and
this
party
week.
Don't forget.
Sunday, October 31st.
It's gonna be
that's right, because we've been. What should we talk about how we're doing? Well, I guess we're doing a show.
Yeah, we're doing.
We were definitely extended.
We have plans of a big party after the show. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Oh man,
yeah, big Halloween party. Come dressed in costume, and you get $3 off your ticket.
Dance party.
Yeah, we'll have a dance party afterwards. It's gonna be sweet.
I'm sure we'll probably give away some bullshit.
And
we'll definitely give away some bullshit.
And we're gonna have some surprises too.
So many surprises. Oh my god. If it's half as good as that video game show that we did, it's gonna be amazing.
Oh man, we gotta top that.
That was a crazy
so many show. Surprises.
But I guess we'll find out if those what those surprises are at another time. For now, we're all done here.
God.
Actually, I did forget to load up the ending song.
Oh good,
we gotta talk
a little bit more, so.
No,
anyway.
I'm just saying
we can give
I was just saying Lauren can cover this.
Yeah. You got this, girl.
Oh, jeez. I got it for realsies this time, guys.
God damn it.
You say that every time.
And you always fuck it up.
If you feel
like that. 8 days in a wicked
week.
Yeah,
she didn't get it last
week. Yeah, there you go. Woo! We're just talking.
Say bye, everyone.
Bye. Akamaris.com.
No runs for you.
Have a good Friday,
you're
everyone.
You're running out of time.
We got to go to the bike tomorrow. Oh, my God. He's so happy. Look out! Look out! Get out!
25 pizzas, so many pizzas.
My son!